Sheriff, yesterday's press conference, I just got off the phone with West Fargo Police Chief Dave, with P. Nielsen. Not happy about that press conference, and understandably so. He said he wasn't notified until 45 minutes prior. I noticed, too, that you were not there, and I found that kind of strange yesterday when I'm watching this, that other agencies that I feel have been tossed under the bus or involved in this were not at this press conference.
Yeah, well, good afternoon, Jay. Yeah. I appreciate the opportunity here to jump on with you real quick.
Yeah,
I mean, I think, you know, Chief Nielsen was exact on with what he had mentioned. I mean, it does get a little frustrating if you're going to have some accusations come towards your agency. It is nice to be able to, in this type of an instance or instance of a press conference, be able to be there and take questions from the media so that you can clear up any confusions. Because with us not being there, of course, that's why we have to be on different radio shows today, and then also do other media interviews. I mean, I've been getting requests for media interviews all day because of the conference yesterday. So, yeah, it would have been very nice to be able to be on there yesterday to answer some of those questions.
What questions are the media asking you today from yesterday's press conference? I know the big thing when I had John, I believe it was last week on the program, you know, there was the accusations that, you know, the Cass County Sheriff's Department, they're not notifying or giving proper notification or notification when people are coming into the jail.
Yeah, I guess that is the gist of the questioning or the line of questioning that I'm getting is, you know, maybe why didn't we let the Fargo Police Department know that Ms. Lips was there? Or if we did, how did we do that? And then one of the interviews that I did today, I was asked, what is the sheriff's office going to do to change how we notify people in the future? And so, yeah, I mean, that stuff is really disheartening. And, you know, I came on to your show last week and we talked about that there was notification through a few different emails, one from our support staff, our warrant support staff to the U.S. Marshal Service, and the Fargo Police Department takes part in that Marshal Service. And I know that there were some representatives there that got that email. And then I'm aware of, obviously, a email that was sent out department-wide to their staff, which had Ms. Lips' booking information on there. So we know that those things both happen. We have both those emails, or we're aware of both those emails. And then also, you know, there is ways that are already in place that are just not being utilized right now, or weren't utilized, I should say, in this particular instance. You know, when our detectives are trying to learn of someone being brought into custody that they're interested in talking to, they put an alert into our LERM system, our law enforcement record management system. Any agency can do that. All of our agencies share that computer-aided dispatch and records management system. And so if someone is interested in someone, if they come into our facility, they can enter that information to that individual's jacket, and then the investigator would be notified at that time of when law enforcement comes into contact with that person. In this instance, it would have been when our warrants person went into the jacket to look at the warrant and clear those warrants out and things of that nature, that investigator, had they put an alert in there, would have been notified. So those things are already in place. And so really what's disheartening about it is the fact that at the end of the day, what we all need to look at is there was a mistake made here. It wasn't a good mistake. Mm-hmm. Mistakes do happen. We all know that. Mm-hmm. But I think what everyone's just probably looking for is for the chief and Fargo just to take responsibility for it, and let's just move on, right? Let's figure out if there's anything that we can do to get better. But it doesn't do any good to throw or place blame on any other agencies. It wasn't our case. None of our staff was aware of Ms. Lips prior to going to get her. We don't know anything about that case, or at least as far as I know, we didn't know. I mean, I didn't know. A number of our staff didn't know. It's their case. Yeah. And really, at the end of the day, it's their responsibility. It's not West Fargo PD's responsibility, and it's not ours. I mean, we all want to work together.
Yeah.
Don't get me wrong on that. We do want to do that. Yeah, I mean, there were some mistakes made, and we got to own up to it, and we just got to move on here.
Well, yeah, it's again, it was not the Cass County Sheriff's Department's case. So you're not going to know, you know, what's going on other than, hey, we got to go down here. We got to extradite this person back to Fargo. And again, at the press conference yesterday, Fargo Police Chief David Zabolski said detectives didn't know she was in custody until December 7th. Cass County Jail alerts prosecutors when individuals are booked in the facility, but not law enforcement agencies. And all this information, by the way, coming from WDY-TV's Matt Henson and April Baumgartner with the Forum. But you say, well, hey, there's a records management system. So if this person, this Mrs. Lips, was a very, you know, very important case, and you wanted to know when she'd get back, whoever's working that case, they could have just put an alert on the Cass County Sheriff Department's records management system, and then they would have known, hey, she's here.
Well, Jay, it's not ours. It's all of our agencies share it.
Okay.
Moorhead, PBB, Clay County, Fargo, West Fargo, and us, and some of the smaller agencies. So it would be up to that agency, yes, to go in and enter it into that. It's called the watch list.
Mm-hmm.
Our investigators have been using it for a while.
Okay.
So, I mean, I'm not sure if it just got overlooked in this instance by the Fargo Police Department or if they just don't use it. I guess I'm not sure, you know, because it's not our agency, but our investigators use it. In fact, when this came up in initially, my investigators showed me how it's utilized, and they've told me that they've used it when they've been interested to be notified if another agency has come into contact with this person. So, so I think those things are already in place. You know, the chief did mention communication needs to be increased. I think that's always a good blanket statement, because I think that everyone knows or understands that communication in every instance can always be better.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm never going to dispute that, right? But in this case, it really comes down to the fact that it's their responsibility. It's not West Fargo's. You know, they use their tool. But at the end of the day, it's up to them to develop more evidence, more information to get that probable cause. And in this case, it would be their responsibility to monitor this person, check booking reports, if they were that interested in it, and watch out for this person. So, you know, my intention in coming on here is not really to throw anyone under the bus. I have a lot of friends at all these agencies.
Yeah.
And work close together along with Chief Nielsen. I mean, him and I started in law enforcement in this area right around the same time. He and I have been good friends. We're friends with everyone in these agencies. We've built a lot of good, important relationships. But it is unfortunate that the way that the press conference came out yesterday to kind of place blame on other entities. And we certainly don't want to see that. I know you asked him a question about if it, does it weaken any of the relationships? And I don't think that is the case. I mean, everyone around here is very professional. We want to, you know, our number one priority is serving our community. So I don't think anyone's going to get upset to not want to do the best that we can to serve the community. And you said it exactly right earlier. Sharing resources, having joint task forces. That's not only responsible just to share information and keep our community safe, but it's also fiscally responsible.
Mm-hmm.
So we want to maintain all those things for our citizens.
Do you, I'll ask the same question I asked Chief Nielsen. Again, I said, you know, I've lived here almost 30 years, and I've lived all over this country my years in radio, and never lived anywhere where so many law enforcement agencies from different jurisdictions work so well together. That's just something that I think is very unique up here. Is that being lost when stuff like this happens, or is everything still good with all the agencies, you know, whether it's the sheriff's department, police departments?
Yeah, no, I think it's good. And I think depending on what happens here over the next week with the Fargo Police Department, I think you're going to see a very strong bond, stronger than what we've had here lately. I mean, much like Chief Nielsen said, I mean, we, you know, in the past, we've always worked together on these press conferences. We've been all in the same room. We've collaborated on those. And that's, you know, I've always been involved in those, whether it was Chief Yonke, Chief Otterness, Chief Todd. I mean, I was the sheriff when all those people were chiefs, and we all collaborated very well. So I think you'll see that, you know, I know Fargo hasn't named the next interim chief yet. It's, it kind of sounds like it might be Assistant Chief Travis Stefanowicz. And if that's the case, Travis would work very hard at that.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, and I think we would be able to strengthen that bond. But nothing as far as anything that our residents need to be concerned about.
Okay.
As far as collaboration. We're still all professional agencies. We work through all these things. And hopefully we just don't have anything like this together, or again, that we can all just work together and be in press conferences together and share information.
Yeah, and the reason I bring that up is because you're seeing a lot of chatter about that, people concerned, you know, what's going to happen? Are these agencies not going to be able to work together? But you're saying, no, that's not the case. We're all professional. We'll all be able to work together, continue. And
I'm the sheriff. We have jurisdiction over the whole county, Fargo, West Fargo, the rural areas, and so it's always our intention to work with all of those agencies to provide the highest level of public safety that we can to everyone that lives in Cass County.
I got a bunch of emails here, but I'm gonna read one. I'm not asking you to speak for the Fargo PD, and I don't expect you to speak for the Fargo PD. It's not your department, but it's maybe you can answer this question. Because I can't answer it. Listeners says, I'm wondering why the Fargo PD didn't go to Tennessee and interview Miss Lips before bringing her up here. Usually the PD interviews before transferring. Is that true, Jess? Is there usually, hey, we're going to go down and interview before we transfer somebody up?
So kind of two parts to your question here. You know, I'm not sure why they didn't, because I'm not involved in their case.
Yeah.
I certainly don't want to speculate.
Mm-hmm.
Sometimes agencies will go down there. Sometimes they'll wait till they're extradited back here. But, it could be done either way. The more thorough way would be what your email, I think you said it was by email, your email respondent had said, and that would be the more thorough way, right? Because then we're not doing all the transports and things like that. But that doesn't always happen. I mean, we go grab people and bring them back here for other cases as well.
All right, Sheriff, before I let you go here, anything else you want to say to the public?
Well, I think we covered most of it. I mean, I think based on what you're saying, Jay, there may be some concerns about the relationships.
Mm-hmm.
I think that, you know, we, like I said, we're Chief Nielsen runs a very professional agency. They're great partners of ours. And Fargo has a lot of good people at their agency, a lot.
They do, yeah.
And they're a good agency.
Mm-hmm.
So we've worked well with them many different times as well. So we'll continue with those partnerships. I think you'll see them get stronger in the future here.